This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Who is John Galt? Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How you doing? And how's everything out there? Any balloons flying over last week?
Bert, yesterday, 65 degrees here at the farm. We were working nonstop on the campground, and the weather was conducive. We were cleaning up the pond. We decided to add a fishing pond to the campground, and so we now have a fishing pond. We stocked it years ago with catfish, and we've added that as a as an amenity, if you will, so people can go out, picnic table out there, have lunch, walk over to the pond. I think we're going to allow some fishing there if people are careful with their fishing line. And we don't have any fishing line left in the pond, and we'd like it to stay that way. So that's something we've been doing, and we've been feverishly working on the pond. Bert, it's almost a million square feet. Not the pond, but the campground is almost a million square feet. The campground is the size of a neighborhood.
Okay. How many square miles is that?
Well, it's less than a square mile, but it's over 800,000 square feet. Let's put it that way. It's pretty big. And each campsite is about 100 feet or more from the neighboring campsite. And one thing that we would like our campers to experience is, you know, the privacy. What happens with some campgrounds is if they can, you know, put 10 campsites in, well, maybe they can squeeze 12, you know, if they make each one smaller. Maybe 13, 14, 15. We did the opposite. We want to have privacy. We want to have, we want the campers to, our guests to experience nature at its finest, the sounds of nature. And if they'd like to have a campfire, we have a fire pit for them if they want. If they choose to get a package with, you know, the cut wood ready for them, really clean cut oak hardwoods to burn on at their campsite, they can do that. They can get the Natural Farms beef and the eggs, even the blue eggs. So we're trying to make it a really different experience, and one where if their vehicle breaks down, we can fix that too. If they need tires, yeah, we can take care of that too. So we have a full automotive shop, plus the campground, plus the campsites are all along the creek. It's really kind of neat. And I just wanted to share that. You know, some people might be wondering why I haven't mentioned, you know, the campground. Well, we've been working on it. I have not turned on the website yet. I'd like to get some more pictures of the pond, and it's really kind of nice. It really is.
Yeah. You know, that sounds kind of cool. You could drive your vehicle over and spend a week, and do you allow, like, let's say you're camping out and you brought your Ford pickup there and needed some service. Do you allow the visitors from the campground to go into the service shop and observe the work going on? Because I know some service shops don't really want the patrons hanging out in the shop area.
Well, one of the problems is with that, they always cite insurance reasons.
Yeah.
But what really happens is there are millions of questions, and it takes us easily two or three times longer to perform mechanical repairs than than other shops because we are so exhaustive and thorough in what we do, checking everything. So it takes us much longer than if we didn't check everything. But then if you add to that the complexity and the extra time of the questions and those kinds of things, it would take even longer than that. So I would love to do that. But what we may do, which would be similar, is I may teach classes. We're thinking probably once a month maybe have special camping for those who are interested in learning the lessons of 5-Minute University, but seeing firsthand examples like solar system, how cows are raised, how fencing is, different types of fencing, what requirements animals have to survive, what equipment is used in maintaining a farm, what kind of work it is, and I talk about the numbers, the economics of farming, the lifestyle. We may do all that maybe once a month where people could have a few on one with me. I'm not talking about one on one, but maybe small classes, like maybe 20. 20 people could come, they could camp, and they could have an education.
Something. So would that include the auto shop?
Yeah, it could. It could. You know, not all classes or all weekend lessons would be auto shop, but some could be, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, would you want some of the campers to be experimenting on torquing the automatic transmission for Fred's pickup truck, or probably?
Well, okay, automatic transmissions, when we work on those, it's kind of like a hospital clean. It really needs to be almost like a clean room. It's important because small microscopic particles of grit could destroy an automatic transmission. So, you know, you could work on one if we had like a sample and say, okay, this is a transmission and we can take it apart. But, you know, it literally take an entire weekend to talk about an automatic transmission. They are very complicated, and there are many different varieties of them. But conceptually, we could probably spend a couple hours on transmission theory operation. However, I don't think many people would go from that point to saying, I'm going to fix my transmission. It's really beyond the scope that, you know, shade tree mechanics would experience.
Yeah, that's probably a little too advanced. Hey, Vince, you know, I'm mentioned autos to lead into, we have some news for class, and Vince, it's sort of like pulling off a Band-Aid when I tell you this. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Kind of, I know how you feel about EVs, and, you know, we've discussed them often, and I know, Vince, how close the Finelli family has been to the Ferrari family over in Italy. And Vince, Ferrari is going to introduce a all-electric Ferrari sports car, a Ferrari EV.
Yeah, it's not a Ferrari. That's something else. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, and what about, Bert, Ferraris are known for their exhaust tone.
Well,
The sound of the engine. Ferrari, world famous for the throatiness of the Ferrari exhaust. That would be an internal combustion engine.
Well, Vince, you took that pretty well, so I'm going to get to the next half of the story. So given exactly what you just said about how Ferraris are known for that naturally throaty rumble coming out of the exhaust from the engine, obviously an EV is almost completely quiet. I mean, there's a little noise, but it's, you know, like many decibels below. So, Vince, let me just say it. They're going to produce fake noise. Instead of an exhaust pipe, they're going to put a speaker, obviously a speaker that can probably handle outdoor rain and environment. They're going to put speakers where you'd have the exhaust pipe, and they're going to pipe out fake Ferrari engine noise. And this is for real. I'm not making it up. Vince, there's going to be an EV Ferrari with fake engine noise.
And I love it. I love it. These, and Mercedes has lost its mind, too. They've gotten, Mercedes has an agreement with Google. They're collaborating on a supercomputer in a Mercedes. And it's like, really, as if they're not overly complicated, as if we can't repair them now. So now we're going to put in a supercomputer mixed with Google. And this is like a nightmare waiting to happen. But as you were saying this, I was thinking of the display. And, the membrane or the touch screen for the engine sound. I mean, how many decibels would you like it? And it'd probably be dumbed down for the new Ferrari owner, so they can, soft or off, soft, medium, loud, very loud. And then when, Bert, when, this is something that many people may not know, and I'm going to put this in the book too, and I'm going to add this, that when you have a stereo system, the stereo, if you were to put a watt meter and measure the power consumption of your stereo system, when it hits bass notes that cause that woofer to push more, boom, boom, it uses more electricity for the amplifier to push that wattage out to the speakers. So you use more power when the sound is louder. So I'm just wondering if there is an economy mode for this Ferrari. So if you're going down the highway and you don't need to impress anybody, you can just turn that sound off. And then when you're in town and you want people to know that you actually have a Ferrari, you can turn it to loud. But the problem with that is you will have a shorter range when you turn that amplifier up loud to simulate that you actually have a gasoline engine. And that makes no sense at all. But an electric car is supposed to be revolutionary. It's not. It's just the newest version of 1906.
Well, that's revolutionary, technology. Producing sound through a speaker.
I've got a speaker here in the house that's from probably 1900, literally, maybe 1901. And it was a speaker that would sit on a pedestal on top of a radio that looked like a coffin. Seriously, I have one of those. It's a tube-powered thing. But what I'm saying is you're going to have less range by turning up the volume to simulate that you have an engine rather than a motor.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the factor would be, but obviously it's going to take power. Well, Vince, they're testing this car now at the Fiorano track in Maranello, Italy. I guess we'll see how it goes.
This is hysterical. So instead of the spectators bringing earplugs to reduce the sound level to the eardrums and cause damage of these cars going by, they're going to have to pass out hearing aids so they can increase the volume so they can hear the cars going by. This is insanity.
Well, Vince, it's the future.
I'm not going along. I'll be the last guy kicking and dragging and not going along with this. I don't want to do it.
So you're not going to go on the tour at the museum in Maranello? Museum.
If I want to hear the latest Ferrari electric vehicle go around the track, I'll just put it on the screen and turn the volume off. Bert and I will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, all week, I've been saying, who is John Galt? And I've asked our instructors to totally ignore that question. Totally ignore it, as if I never said it. And they all did. So who is John Galt? He's passionate about precision, accuracy, efficiency, cleanliness, fairness, honesty, integrity, and reason. He wants to be divorced from backroom dealing. Two sets of ledgers, secret deals, bribes, payoffs, and dishonesty. He wants to be left to pursue his passions, unencumbered by government snooping, spying, invasion, and largesse. He wants to help people who help themselves. He wants to be free to use his mind, which is committed to facts, however unpleasant they may be. He wants privacy. He celebrates reality. He wants the truth, however painful it may be. He will not be party to lying, cheating, and corrupt big machine. The motor of the world. He abhors the lies and behavior that are grinding this country to collapse. No amount of money nor power can sway him from his ideals. He's an idealist. He can't be bribed nor threatened. He suffers extreme loss and pain, but does not let that interfere with his progress. He wants to be left alone to live his life to the fullest. He knows that departing from reality is the essence of self-destruction. He wants logic and reason to prevail in all situations. For the past 12 years, you've heard these attributes explained in many ways with different situations in first-hand stories. Who is John Galt? He is the prime character in Alice O'Connor's 1957 book, Atlas Shrugged. She's also known as Ayn Rand. She was a Russian-born American author of philosophy. She was born Elisa Rosenbaum in 1905. Who is John Galt? I am. You are. We at USA Prepares are all John Galt. And we will not settle for anything less than the best we can be. We are John Galt. Bert?
Very good, Vince. So, Vince, last Friday we broke Aviation Week broke the story of the school project balloon that was shot down by the U.S. Air Force F-22. And it was a sad story, Vince, because a whole bunch of junior high school students looked sad-faced on the screen as a report came in, and they were distraught. So, Vince, we have some more breaking news. This is from our sister station, WKBN in Youngstown, Ohio. A Broadmen, Ohio junior high school group has just launched another balloon for a project. This balloon's going to study at an altitude of 100,000 feet. We'll be studying how that altitude and the air, it's almost no air at 100,000 feet, affects growing of, they're going to have some seeds that are going to grow, and they're going to do some science experiments. So, Vince, they launched the balloon yesterday, and they called the local Air Force base to say, please don't shoot down our balloon. It's a science project. So this was yesterday, Glenwood Junior High School in Broadmen, Ohio. So yeah. let's hope it's a successful project and the balloon lasts a long time.
We'll be right back.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX, and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. Federal officials are reporting an overheated component on a rail car carrying plastic pellets was likely the cause of the Norfolk Southern train derailment earlier this month in Ohio. A safety alarm warning of an overheated axle and/or bearing went off just before the massive crash. U.S. District Judge Amy Jackson ordered former President Trump and FBI Director Christopher Wray to be questioned in a pair of lawsuits against the Justice Department and the FBI by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. The former agent's text messages gave Trump the proof how the FBI was being politically used against his administration. A judge's ruling in Texas could halt access to an abortion pill across the United States. A group of anti-abortion doctors is asking a district court judge in Amarillo, Texas, to vacate the FDA-approved abortion pill, mifepristone. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Simon Atlas shrugged. Atlas shrugged. And it's actually, there's a trilogy. It's three. If you want to watch the video in lieu of reading the book, the book is a hard read. Even watching the movie is a tough assignment in itself. It will require watching it three times, four times, five times maybe, to fully grasp or even partially grasp the concepts. It is it's deep. It's really deep, but it's who we are. It really is. Bert, back to you.
Vince, I think it's two or three movies, if I recall, having watched
it's
it.
Three. It's three.
And they changed cast in, I think, from the first to the second, for
into,
whatever
yeah,
reason.
Into the third, yes. You're right.
Yeah, so, but it was a great movie. It was, it was
thought-provoking.
Yeah. Vince, we talk about EVs a lot, but did you know that DeWalt has a electric lawnmower, and this is an industrial lawnmower, not a little one for your backyard, but it's an EV lawnmower. It can either be, there's a little chair and you can sit on it, and also has automatic mode where it can just follow a pattern. They call it zero turn, and I haven't figured out, maybe you know why they call it zero turn, Vince. But anyway, DeWalt was introducing it at the Equipment Expo 2022. So this was a few months ago. And Vince, while people were walking around looking at it, wasn't cutting any lawn, it ignited and caught fire and burnt up.
Here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know. Who are you, and what did you do with Bert? You were a proponent of these electric monstrosities.
Well,
and it seems like you have moved into our camp.
Well, now, not
Bert,
necessarily
seriously.
Lawnmowers.
Yeah, seriously, so. Bert. I have to tell the class. Bert is a electrical engineer and an electronic engineer. He is a designer of machines and electronics, and he has been for as long as I've known him, over 50 years. And we've remained great, very, very close friends, the closest of friends. And I understand the affinity that you have for electronics, because that is your world. It's the opposite of my world. I have very few electronics, although I understand them to some degree. I have the minimum amount of electronics. If I want to vacuum the house, I'm going to have to do it. I'm literally going to have to push that vacuum cleaner around, drag the hose around. I'm going to have to do that. I don't have an electronic vacuum cleaner. If I want to turn the stereo volume up, I'm going to have to actually get up, push a button, turn on the amplifier, the receiver. I'm going to have to turn some knobs, and I'm going to have to push some buttons in order to accomplish hearing some music. I'm not going to be able to say, yo, Alexa, a little louder, please.
Vince, you got to get a Roomba.
Bert, I got to tell you, we have a 6-gallon bucket that is the dust catchment container for our central vacuum system. And that, I think, is too small. Too small. So if you're talking about a Roomba or a robotic vacuum cleaner that has like a 1-cup canister, that thing wouldn't go 2 feet in our house with being overflowing.
Where is all the dust coming from?
We have 7 dogs and 5 cats. And I'm working on it. I say to Morgan, wipe your feet. Mercedes, wipe your feet. Cooper, named after D.B. Cooper. Cooper, please wipe your feet. Merle, please wipe your feet. And then we have Boone, and we have Barkley. So those are the canines here, and they all have jobs. But it's been so muddy and so rainy that they come into the house, and each one of them has 4 feet, and they don't take their shoes off. So you walk around. So there's I tease Mrs. Finelli all the time. When we used to have visitors come, I'd say, Mrs. Finelli, we're going to have visitors in a couple of weeks. We're going to have to find that rake so we can dust the house. But literally, we do have a 6-gallon container attached to the central vacuum cleaner, and it fills up all the time. Literally, it's heavy. It's heavy with dust because of, we live on a dirt road. And there's dust in the air, and then Joe and company, they're spraying particulates in the air, and then the dogs and cats come in, and so it's and we're farmers, so that's what it's like. So it is really not like the the pristine environment that someone may have in a New York City apartment building that has maid service, you know, twice a day. Something like that.
Yeah. Vince, did you know that Stanley Black & Decker owns DeWalt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I guess there's not as much competition in tools as I thought, because there's Stanley, there's Black & Decker, there's DeWalt, and same company. But Vince, the president of DeWalt, whose name is Christine Potter, she held a press conference about this electric EV lawnmower, and she said, well, designing this product was more complex than an electric vehicle, because in addition to the drive system, you have a spinning cutting blade, which makes it, and this is a quote from her, far tougher for the environment that it has to thrive in. Sounds like a cop-out, because I still think a vehicle's more complex if you look at everything else in the car.
And of course a vehicle's more complex. And no slight to the ladies, but most often ladies are not involved in mechanical things. They really aren't. And I think it's society that did it. Now, I'm not saying they're not competent enough. I'm saying that they just haven't educationally been exposed as much as men have been exposed. I'm not saying that they're not capable, because I think they are. And I think they could be fine mechanics. And I think there are fine mechanics. As a matter of fact, we have an instructor who owns, in Florida, an automotive shop. I'll see if I can get her book, and I'll give her a call and see if we can get her back on the air. But for the most part, like the CEO of General Motors.
Oh, she's doing a great job.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you ever worked on a Chevy Cobalt and looked at the monstrosity of engineering, that how thin the metal is, how cheesy those things are? I mean, in terms of, you get a turbocharged Cobalt or Chevy Cruze, how about that? It's a little pocket rocket. But in terms of durability, if we wanted to bring one home to work on it, we could not get that thing on our trailer, which is a car hauler with a sloped deck. We couldn't get it on there without it smashing the front end, because it's so low to the ground. A guy at General Motors had his Cadillac shipped over here to work on. It's got a blown engine, and when the car hauler guy with a flatbed and a tilt bed lowered it, I said, how do you prevent that thing from smashing the nose into the pavement when you lower it? And he goes, oh, it's the luck of the draw. And bam, he smashed the front end, broke the bumper, pushed out both front quarter panels with the impact of it just lowering this thing to the ground. These cars are not designed for serviceability at all.
So are you blaming Mary Barra for that? Or?
Absolutely. She is at the tip of the spear. She could go out in the parking lot and say, I just got a question for y'all. You know, I guess we get flat tires every once in a while. So how are we going to get this thing up onto a flatbed to tow it to get a new tire without it smashing the front end? She could look at the parking lot in General Motors. I'm sure it is replete with her company's products, Chevrolet products. I'm sure of it. And who is it that was away from work that day when they came up with a design to lower these vehicles so they are more aerodynamic, but they run into stuff on the road because they're so low? Bert, I know for a fact you used to change your own oil. And I know for a fact you used to be able to kind of slide on your back and get under a vehicle like that Firebird that you had and change the oil.
Yeah.
And if you wanted a little more comfort, you could drive it up on ramps. You can't drive one of these new vehicles up on a ramp, because I'm talking about those ramps that used to be $20 that, you know, yeah, do-it-yourself mechanics would have. You can't do that anymore because the front bumper will smash into the slope of the ramp.
Well, then,
and you can't,
I hate to tell you, but I've been mostly driving EVs for the past 10 years, and EVs don't have engine oil.
Right, but they do get flat tires, right?
You know, I haven't. I don't know if they're making tires better or I'm driving better, but I haven't had. I've had maybe one flat in the past 5 years. So
okay, so all right. So one flat. How many miles do you go both of your vehicles total per year?
I don't know, 5,000 each.
Okay, so 10,000 miles a year. Okay, so that's average driving for most people. So one flat. So 5,000 miles times 5 years is 2,500 miles. I'm sorry, 25,000 miles on the tires. The tires are probably good for 50,000 miles or more. So you still have more than half of your tread life left. So it's not surprising that you have not had flat tires. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but think about this. Do you think you do have a hybrid, right? Doesn't a hybrid have a motor, electric engine?
It does have engine oil, but the funny thing is it doesn't go, that motor doesn't start up that often. So typically I'll return it after a 3-year lease and never change the oil. I know you're supposed to change it after a year or two, whether you've driven a lot or not, but I usually return them on the 3-year lease with no change in oil, only because I haven't really turned that. You know, it hasn't really burnt a lot of oil because that motor's been mostly off.
Mm-hmm. And normally, let me share with the class what happens with motors or engines, gasoline, diesel engines. So there's a crankcase, and in the crankcase there's a lot of air. That's where the pistons and the cylinders and the block of the engine. And there's an oil pan at the bottom, and oil is picked up by the oil pump and pushed through an oil filter and then spread throughout the engine to lubricate it. Well, most of that volume is air, and air contains moisture. And so on the cool nights, the moisture in the air condenses, and droplets of water form and drip down into the oil. So even though there aren't a lot of miles on a vehicle, there is a constant change of the air in the engine, even if you don't use it. And so that air contains moisture. Moisture contaminates the oil. Now you have water in the oil. And that's one of the reasons for changing the oil, like once a year, as they say.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a little piece of facts, information. I sent Kathy an email, and I said, quote, Kathy, has Sam's bread flour disappeared? Walmart doesn't have any house brand either. And she sent me a response and said, Vincent, I haven't seen bread flour at Sam's in quite a while. It's been over a year, Kathy. Class, something's going on. Now, you can buy small packages of bread flour, but not the house brand. You can buy the expensive brand, which is 3X, 4X. What we're seeing is the disappearance of food items. Sam's Club does not have for sale Purina brand beef flavored dog chow. Not in Springfield, Missouri. You got to go someplace else to get it. I have a feeling that you're going to see food items disappear in your neck of the woods as well. Keep in mind what we've said about the Ohio catastrophe. The dioxins in the air, the dioxins spreading into the trucks and contaminating future shipments. Dioxin doesn't go away for generations. So keep that in mind, and you might want to ramp up what you buy now. Let me say it a different way. Don't believe anything I say. I'm doing that. I'm ramping up our supplies. So keep in mind, dioxins in the air, and it's spreading from Ohio, and it's going east, and pretty soon it'll be on its way back. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, we'll see how that pans out. During the break, I did a little research on Ford versus GM, and in the last year, the two companies have gone in different directions from whether you're looking at financial metrics or sales and revenues, profits. So basically, GM has been surprising investors, doing better than expected, and Ford's digging themselves in a hole. Their industrial business is down. They're had a lot of problems. They're not doing that well. And reading an article here, it says during an investor conference, and this is just last month, they were vague, having detailed answers for Ford shareholders. So
okay, so Bert, I've told the story. You haven't been on the air when I've told it, but you and I and Andy were at Ford Aerospace. We had two committees. We had the Business Advisory Committee, and we had the Technical Advisory Committee. We had a senior vice president from Ford Aerospace invite us over to see Intelsat 5 being made. Remember that? We were in the parking lot?
Yeah, vaguely.
Okay. Well, we were in the parking lot, and our host, the senior vice president from Ford Aerospace, this was in California class in Silicon Valley, he greeted us, and he said, "You see that, is that big antenna over there? There's like five of them in the world. There's like 90-foot dish antenna. It's the white one, the big white one on the pedestal that you've seen in movies." And he said it took 90 engineers 9 months to move that from the other side of the parking lot to where it is now. And then he said there was a guy who was on the board of directors. As a matter of fact, his name was Ford, Henry Ford. And he got out of the limousine for the annual board of directors meeting, and he said, so how many of them do we make a day? No clue. No clue. The guy whose company bears his name had no clue that there's only five of them in the world, and he wanted to know how many they made a day. So could Ford be going in the wrong direction? Absolutely. And by the way, this was in 1980, right? 1980?
Yeah. Well, they've gone through several CEOs. Current CEO, Jim Farley's been there a couple of years. But honestly, I'm just, you know, I have no dog in the race here. It looks like he is just not doing a good job. And Mary Barra is actually doing a pretty good job navigating General Motors. And, you know, if you're going to ask me which stock to buy, I'd buy General Motors stock because I think they're probably going to continue to do well.
Okay, so if USA Prepares was in charge of one of these automobile manufacturing companies, we would say, okay, we're going to make a vehicle that is safer. We're going to push out the bumpers so that they can sustain a 5-mile-an-hour impact without any damage whatsoever in the front or back. We are going to have an engine that is less polluting, that will deliver the appropriate amount of horsepower, and we're going to scale it down so there aren't so many sensors that quit every 40,000 miles. We're going to make it as safe as possible with the minimum amount of distractions. And if you can't use your car without a smartphone through Bluetooth, tough. We're going to have great visibility. There's going to be a roll cage that you're going to be in, and you're going to have to pay attention. You're actually going to have to be responsible for operating this vehicle and not crashing into nouns, people,
and
places,
put in two motors, one electric and one gas.
What?
Plug-in hybrid.
Well, okay, well, we would test both of them. We would test both of them, internal combustion. And I have a feeling that we might be making clean diesels.
You know,
USA Prepares Motors.
Can you believe Ford stopped building cars in the United States?
Well, that makes sense, right? Pretty soon we're going to stop building milk in the United States. And beef. And pretty much everything else. If you want to see it, it's all in Atlas Shrugged. It's all forecast from 1957.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.